We're talking about acne vulgaris. It's a skin condition that occurs when hair follicles are blocked with dead skin cells, bacteria, and oil sebum. The dead skin cells are very much important because they congest the pores. The hormonal changes in pregnancy or from the menstrual cycle. Some medications are causing these acne vulgaris issues, and certain cosmetics and lotions, high humidity and sweating, polycystic ovary syndrome, the PCOS, too. Acne vulgaris system caused diseases and treatments are very hard to cope with, and it's very much emotional. Why? There are three causes of acne. So there are three major factors that cause acne to develop: overactive sebaceous or oil glands, abnormal shedding of dead skin cells, and a proliferation of acne causing bacteria. None of these factors have to do with skincare or lack of. So there you go. And the organism causes acne vulgaris are anaerobic bacterium, and this will cause acne. It's believed to play an important role on the pathopsychological of the common sense skin acne vulgaris. Now, what is the difference between acne and acne vulgaris? Acne vulgaris is a common form of acne, characteristics by a mixed eruption of inflammation and non-inflammation skin lesions. You may refer it as a pimple or a zit or whatever the case may be. These are all inflammations and irritants of this dermis. So that's how we, you know, deal with it. We notice it. We know what's on our face. But how can we acne vulgaris be prevented? Well, avoid picking and popping and squeezing pimples, as those could lead to infections and increased scarring. And gently wash your face at least twice a day. Now, we have our specialists, like our Sedesco therapists or the estheticians. They know how to release that inflammation. So don't worry, there are specialists and they know how to work on the skin. But the acne vulgaris are more treated on a superficial level. We do like high frequency treatments on your acne vulgaris. We don't open that pore at all because that's underneath the dermis. How can acne vulgaris be cured permanently? Well, naturally, there isn't really a cure, but there are ways of preventing them. So we're going to go in the next episode about the American Academy of Dermatology and talking about the acne vulgaris prevention.